Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And BroadwayInChicago.com and The Color Purple. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
And hey, everybody, you're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast. This is show number 111. I am your host, Peter Maverick, and I'm doing a little bit of a solo thing today. Not solo like that, you dirty people, but just solo because it's just me on this show. I know you heard Amy and Mitchell Fain last show, and they had a fantastic time together chatting and, you know, hanging out and stuff like that. But I thought I would do this one, not remote, in the studio, just me, by myself. So it's just us. We're going to talk for a little bit. So I have to just relate this to you right away. My mother called me a couple of days ago, and she said, oh my goodness, do you know that Niles Crane from Frasier, that David Hyde Pierce, he's gay? And I'm sort of holding the phone in my hand thinking, am I in shock because my mother called to tell me that a celebrity's gay? Or am I in shock that my mother seems to be shocked that he's gay? Because clearly, that man is a homosexual. And we love him to death, and I'm so happy that he came out, because anytime somebody with a name in Hollywood, in whatever facet of Hollywood that they're working in, comes out, I think it's just good for us. It's good PR for the gay. It's good PR for the queer. We like that. But I remember seeing him on a Rosie O'Donnell show. Wow, this was early. It may have been season one or season two. He had something going on, and he came out, and he was the first person out on the show, and the second person out on the show was actually going to be Cher. So he came out, and Rosie was asking him, you know, this is back in her real good days when her show was really fantastic and vibrant and alive, and Rosie was asking him, did you see Cher? Did you see Cher? La, 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 la. And he was sort of fawning over Cher, and he was doing Cher impressions on the stage. It was so funny, because he was doing all these impressions, and then Rosie, like, twinkled her eye or raised her little finger or something or made a motion, and here comes Cher walking out of the back up behind David Hyde Pierce, and he's doing, like, a Cher impression, like, whoa! And Cher comes right around and looks at him, and just the look on his face, number one, he was in shock. Number two, it was absolute adoration. And number three, he just literally, like, exploded in this scream. So right then and there, I knew he was a homosexual. I mean, even before then, that was sort of confirmation for me. And he said one of the funniest things I've ever heard on television. He said, oh my God, it's like I was at home in the bathroom and my mother was knocking on the door to see what was taking me so long. You know, in reference to masturbation. All the boys might get that. I don't know if the girls... Did you girls masturbate in the shower when you were... I don't know. I don't even know why I'm bringing that up. But anyway, so David Hyde Pierce, love you, baby. So happy that you're out. But girl, we knew. We totally knew. So for all of you out there in the Chicagoland area, I'm actually not talking about the city folks right now. I'm talking about Chicagoland. Have you seen cicadas? I had the good fortune to go on a bike ride. I took a nice long bike ride. I went up to Caldwell Woods, which is basically by Devon and Caldwell. If any of you have ever heard of Wayland Pool, it's up in that area. So it's about 10 miles from where I live in Lakeview. And then the trail is actually a 20-mile trail that goes from Caldwell Woods there. And it goes 20 miles north up to the Chicago Botanic Garden. Well, I was not feeling that adventurous. I did not go 20 miles by myself on my bicycle. But I did drive about 5 or 6 miles into the thick of the woods, and as I was driving along, I thought, am I going to see some cicadas? I don't know. You know, I had my little camera with me just in case, and there's a point in the trail, it's called the North Branch Trail, there's a point in the trail where it goes up over Oakden, and once you get over Oakden, I think that's the Skokie kind of area, but once you go over Oakden, it's this really steep bridge, and a lot of people walk their bikes up. I was butch and rode up, but once you get over Oakden, all of a sudden, you could hear them. And it was really eerie because you could hear them from far away. And then I'm you know, another couple blocks and they're getting closer. And all of a sudden, I was in the thick of it. And it was so loud and overpowering that you almost couldn't hear the cicadas anymore. It reminded me of being at a rock concert or any kind of concert, really, even at a dance concert, where you're so close to the speakers that you kind of can't really hear the music. You can sort of just feel the sound, and I could totally feel it. It was the freakiest thing in the world. The ground was absolutely covered in squish cicadas. I was trying my best not to roll over anyone's that were crawling, although I was going a little fast, so I don't really know. So I stopped at some point and came upon this tree, and it was literally coated in all of the cicada shells from top to bottom. There were cicada shells all over the ground, and then in the grass, so many were in the grass on blades of grass that the grass was sort of bending to the side, was absolutely coated with red cicadas. I mean, the red bug eyes and the wings and everything. I'm going to put a link in my show notes to my Flickr picture so you can actually see them, because I got some really great close-ups. I really got in there with the macro. But it was just so amazing to finally be sort of in the thick of it. And so this is why I'm asking all of you Chicagoland people outside of the city, because the suburbs tend to have more older trees, you know, and things like that. The cicadas, I think they're suburban life, really. I don't think the cicadas live in the city, but they were out in thousands and thousands of numbers. And I actually drove to, if you keep going past the Oakton Bridge, I just use that as a point of reference. It's about maybe 5 or 6 blocks in. And then you keep going past it, you come to a field. And when I got to the field, there were like no cicadas. I could hear them behind me. And I started going forward a little bit and I could hear them again. And then I thought, oh God, I'm like 15 miles from my house. So I think 30 miles in a day is a good thing. So I turned myself around and I came back, but it was just so amazing. It was such an amazing phenomena of nature. I hope I can get back to see them again, because some folks are saying they're not going to last until probably only until maybe the 4th of July, and then they're going to be gone. So that only gives us a couple weeks. So if you got a car, if you don't have a car, take a bus, get out to the woods, but you've got to see them. And I know some people are like, ew, icky bugs. No, they don't do anything to you. Maybe they'll land on you and go, zzz, zzz, zzz. But that's about it. They're really, really, really an interesting phenomena. So earlier this week, my show opened, the show that I was producing, Follow My Lead. And I have to say, it was so satisfying to be a part of the creative process from start to finish. Like, I know we get to do the Queer Cast all the time, and that in itself is just a creative wonder that we managed to pull these shows together and get them out. But it was so delightful to be involved in the creative process of actually taking theater from looking at it on the page to then looking at it on stage and seeing that whole arc of creativity. It just blows my mind that we were able to do that. And it was a very simple play. It was only with 2 actors. My director, Jody Gottberg, she rewrote most of the play, and we all helped. It was actually, it really took a village on this one. It really was a communal effort to put the whole thing together. But she was wonderful. Jason Zadebsky, he was our stage manager. He was great. And of course, our actors, Rachel and Derek. I can't remember their last names. No, I do know their last. I have them written. It doesn't matter. Rachel and Derek were wonderful as Olive. And what's his name? Oh, see, I've already forgotten. That's terrible. But they were really good. It was a very short, it was a 15-minute play. And it was based on sort of relationships, and dance was used as a metaphor. And it had a little bit of social commentary about the roles of women in society and the roles of men and who should lead. And basically he leads, and then he's leading all these other ladies, and he's dancing with all these other women sort of virtually. Of course, we didn't have the other actresses. And then at one point, Rachel confronts him about it and says, well, I don't like you being with all these other women, la, la, la. And then he said, okay, fine. He said, you take the lead. You lead. And then so she stumbles through leading and everything. And it was just it was a very light piece, and it worked wonderfully with the other pieces that actually ran at the week during the Director's Fest. So thank you to all my people who came out to see it. Thank you to everybody who was in the cast and the crowd, and thank you to the Bailiwick for putting on such a wonderful event. They do this every year, and it's still going to be running for a couple of more weeks. So if you want to check out more information, you can go to bailiwick.org. You get 3 plays for something, I think, like $25. It's all back to back to back. There's little breaks in between because I got to change around the sets. And it's on the set of Jerry Springer When Jerry's Dark. So there's been a lot of creative use of the staging, or there's been a lot of creative staging in the area that people have done. So it was just truly, truly wonderful. It was just such a good little week for me. It was just a good little time. I'm getting a little bit of a cold, though, so I hope it's not going to wreck with, it's probably going to wreak havoc on me, but that's okay. Having a cold is okay, because you have to go through it to get to the other side of it. So folks, I have to tell you though, on the show today, Amy and I had the chance to sit down with another Amy, Amy Ziff from the gal group Betty. Amy is one of the, this is Amy Ziff, not just my Amy, but Amy Ziff is one of the most effervescent people I've ever met. She seriously is like a glass of soda water that never ever loses its fizz. And I love her for it, because there's always this creative energy you can feel. Just, she's like a snail, she leaves a trail. There's always this creative energy flowing off of her. So we had the good chance to sit down with Amy and chat with her, because Betty is coming to do a fundraiser show at the Center on Halsted on June 21st. Folks, you don't want to miss this. Now, I know there's a lot of Betty fans probably listening to this, but I have to tell you, if you are not a Betty fan and you have never, ever seen them, this is the perfect chance, not only for you to check out the Center on Halsted, but for you to see Betty, because they are just such a fun and energetic group, and they really do have some very good messages. They're very diverse, and it's just fun, because their approach to music is always so alive. I think that's the best way I can say it. So we've got Amy Ziff from Betty on the show. Always Jerry Potter. This is the later show in the week, so Jerry Potter and Jerry Potter's Picture coming on, and Mitchell and Amy are going to sneak back to do the news this go round. So folks, stay with us. We've got a great show for you.
You love the book. You love the movie. Now the story you love comes to Chicago at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Oprah Winfrey presents The Color Purple. Unforgettable characters, a triumphant story, and music that's simply amazing. It's truly the must-see musical event of the year. Now playing at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Tickets still available. Call Ticketmaster. Log on to colorpurple.com. Oprah Winfrey presents The Color Purple, sponsored by Ariel Mutual Funds.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
While lesser men strapped on skates and played hockey, you donned skin-tight leotards and a teeny cowboy hat and learned figure eights.
Going round and round.
You practiced and practiced, hoping, knowing, someday you'd be good enough to wear a giant puppet costume and skate in an ice show.
Welcome to the big time.
Skate perfectly and you're a crowd pleaser. Mess up and fall on your butt and you're still a crowd pleaser.
Oh.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tights. You may never wear a medal, but sequins are shiny too.
Mr. Professional Figure Skater.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
20 years in the making. June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Be a part of history as tens of thousands will join a celebration of equal rights and diversity that will take place on Milwaukee's lakefront. Pride Fest 2007.
Pride Fest.
At Henry Mayer Festival Park. With explosive performances by Chaka Khan. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Comedian Kathy Griffin.
I had a run-in with Whitney Houston. Are you in? Or as I call her, Cracky. Allegedly! Allegedly!
Cascada.
Every time we touch, I get this feeling.
Nikki French.
Total eclipse of the heart.
And over 60 exciting acts on multiple stages of entertainment with the highly anticipated Pride Idol. Get tickets, more information, and the complete lineup now at PrideFest.com. Pride Fest 2007, June 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Summerfest Grounds on Milwaukee's Lakefront. Proudly sponsored by Windy City Media, Potawatomi Bingo Casino, and Miller Lite, the official beer of Pride Fest. Pride Fest 2007, June 8th, 9th, and 10th. Visit PrideFest.com now. Pride Fest.
Pride Fest.
Great Toronto Summer Adventures! Today's episode, we will rock you! Legend has it that audiences at Queen's smash hit musical can't help but leap to their feet when the music starts. This is nonsense, of course, but it serves as a metaphor for... Oh my... Woohoo! Oh, I meant to do that. Hotel rates from $92 a night, some conditions apply. Details at TorontoSummerAdventures.com. Oh, my head.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 4th, 2007, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Don't miss Saturday Night Live star Julia Sweeney returning to the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway, for 2 days only, June 16th and 17th, performing her hit show, Letting Go of God. Julia Sweeney filled the house, and she is back at the Lakeshore Theater. Get your tickets now. Call 866-468-3401 or visit lakeshoretheater.com.
Goodman Theater presents the Primary Stages production of In the Continuum. Don't miss the engrossing and surprisingly humorous portrait of two young women, a professional wife and mother in Zimbabwe, and a floundering 19-year-old in Los Angeles, whose lives are suddenly upended by an HIV diagnosis. Playing now through June 24th, call 312-443-3800 or visit goodmantheater.org.
The grandeur of Shakespeare and the signature intimacy of Writer's Theater combine to create the potential for theatrical nirvana. Othello, the masterpiece of a general, led into a frenzy of jealousy and insecurity by his most trusted soldier. Come closer to Shakespeare than you've ever thought possible and fully realize the breathtaking characters of the world's greatest playwright. For more about Othello, log on to writerstheater.org or call 847-242-6000.
Openly gay actor, author, comic, playwright Scott Capero comes to the Lakeshore Theater, 3175 North Broadway, during Pride Month for 2 nights only, June 29th and 30th at 8 p.m. Don't miss his hilarious and provocative show on gay culture and life. Tickets are only $15. For tickets to Scott Capero, call 866-468-3401 or visit lakeshoretheater.com.
Looking Glass Alice returns to its home at Looking Glass Theater Company in the Water Tower Waterworks on June 20th after an East Coast tour. Adapted by David Catlin from Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Looking Glass Alice is an acrobatic and dizzyingly playful show for all ages. Variety called it extraordinary. For tickets, call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jerry Potter's Picks. This week, before you go on vacation this summer, take up a new language. I found a few schools in the Chicago area. Instituto Cervantes, that's Cervantes.es, has early bird Spanish to accommodate anyone's schedule. This school has led me to attend a submersive class in Costa Rica called Escuela de Amore. That's edcostarica.com. I stayed with a Spanish-speaking family and took class every day in the tropical rainforest. Check out these websites for more info, and adios from Jerry Potter on Windy City Queercast.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news.
The latest American Gallup poll reveals that a record high percentage of United States citizens supports homosexuality. Since 1977, public support for legalizing same-sex relations has increased to 59%. However, when asked if they believe that homosexuality is morally acceptable, 47% answered yes, while 49% answered no.
In Florida, the Reverend Grant Lynn Ford had to deal with Jamaicans angry that the Fort Lauderdale-based pastor decided to start a gay church in Jamaica. Callers to a radio show Ford was on said that he was promoting homosexuality, with one person promising that Ford would be shot in the head if he came to the island. Maybe they should have, like, a Cleo.
Yeah, Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo also, do them. Welcome also, to Jamaica.
Also, it's so Christian to shoot somebody in the head.
I think so.
Isn't it? Mm. I mean that facetiously, people.
Yes.
It's anti-Christian. The Philadelphia City Council has voted 16-1 to terminate the free rent arrangement for the local branch of the Boy Scouts of America unless it promises to not discriminate against gay people. The City Council said that the Cradle of Liberty Council, the third largest scouting branch in the country, must sign a non-discrimination pledge or face having to pay full market value for its home. 4 years ago, the branch dismissed a scout who later acknowledged being gay.
In North Carolina, the state house passed a measure that requires public schools to have anti-bullying policies. The bill, which includes GLBT students under its umbrella, passed by a vote of 73-46 and now moves to the Senate.
The first gay hotel in Turkey, hooray, will open in July. I don't even know what that means. The four-star Planet Victoria, a 70-room hotel in Kemer, has already received reservations from clients in Belgium, Spain, and France.
And we would stay there if they gave us a free room.
Totally.
Totally. In Montreal, Audrey Vachon has filed a human rights complaint after being turned away from a gay bar, Le Stud. Vachon said that a waiter came over and told her father, who had accompanied her, that the establishment does not serve women. Owner Michel Guderi said that the bar has banned women most nights since it started running more than a decade ago, and does not understand the controversy. However, recently an Australian gay bar won the right to exclude everyone except gay males.
My jury's out on that for me.
Yeah.
In his divorce battle with Anne Heche, Coley LaFoon, or Laughingstock, has been granted joint... He is Cupid. What an idiot. Anyway, has been granted joint temporary custody of their son, Homer. LaFoon, who will also receive $19,000 in spousal and child support for the month of May. It's a bit below the $33,000 monthly financial aid he requested.
The U.S. Army is investigating whether Derek Schlesinger, the 21-year-old son of conservative radio host Dr. Laura Schlesinger, put up a MySpace page that includes animated scenes of rape and child molestation. The page supposedly also includes cartoon depictions of soldiers with guns in their mouths and other torture scenes. Derek is a specialist with the U.S. Army's 82nd Airborne Division in Afghanistan.
Apple, full. Tree. That's all I'm saying.
All you gotta say.
In England, a prosecutor told a London court that singer George Michael had a mix of cannabis and GHB in his system when he was arrested in his car last October. Michael had pled guilty on May 8th to driving while under the influence of drugs. He could get up to 6 months in jail on June 8th, his sentencing date.
Meg Ryan, Annette Bening, Jada Pinkett Smith, Deborah Messing, Ava Mendez, Candace Bergen, God, I want to be there.
I know.
Are all attached to the contemporary version of the classic film The Women, originally directed by George Cukor. After a decade of starts and stops, the movie, which in 1939 starred Joan Crawford and Rosalind Russell, amongst others, is set to start filming August 6th.
Jennifer Aniston, not exactly sure how she's... LGBT news, except she loves us.
She's a Brangelina. Offshoot.
Jennifer Aniston will not be writing a tell-all about her marriage with Brad Pitt. Damn it. Aniston's rep...
That's why you want to know. Is he cut or uncut?
Oh, we've seen it.
I have the Playgirl that he was in.
With Gwyneth on the balcony. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Oh, I have it. Aniston's rep has said that the actress does not plan to write a book. The statement followed reports that Aniston was about to be paid $5 million to pen such an item. Aniston and Pitt divorced in 2005.
It would take her a lot longer than just filming 5 episodes of Friends to do that. So, you know, $5 million is not that much.
But $5 million to write about your marriage.
Let's write about it. Let's us write about it.
Give me $5 million. I'll write about something.
We'll write it for two. $1 million each.
I'm cheap. I come cheap.
Then we come in cheap. And that's your Windy City Queercast news.
Hi, this is Lucas from The Clicks, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Well, folks, Alison Palmer and sisters Elizabeth and Amy Ziff make up the all-women, all-totally fabulous rock trio Betty that I have been following for, well, since I was a wee lass.
You were a lesbian princess.
I was always a lesbian princess. I love Betty. I have to say, I discovered Betty years and years ago. I'm the dawn of my coming out. And they have just skyrocketed. I mean, I think they've always kind of been on top. But now people know them everywhere. Of course, their association with the L Word. If you live in Chicago, you saw them really just give us a great start to our closing ceremonies at the Gay Games. And they're coming back to Chicago to do another wonderful thing, help benefit the Gay and Lesbian Center on Halsted, which is opening in the month of June. And it's
in just a minute here.
Exactly. And it's a great opportunity to come out because the show is affordable and it will be fun. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a way that you can come and support the new center. So I am thrilled to have with us on the Queercast today, Amy Ziff. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Wow, what an introduction.
Well, you know, Amy, being Amy together, you know.
Yeah, Amy's rule, that's for sure.
Amy's totally rule, and Amy's who love Betty rule, and Peter's rule, just
Peter's
because
rule.
You love Amy.
Peter's rule, too. But you know what? I have to correct you. I'm sorry, Amy. I'm sorry I have to do this. I don't mean to, you know, have to do it on the air or anything, but you said that Betty's just on top right now, and I'm never on top, just so that you know.
Ooh.
That's just to tuck away in the back recesses of your files there.
And not even once?
Anybody listening and wants to come up after a show and, you know, have chocolates or bling or whatever. Just keep that in the back of your mind, okay?
Not even once? You're not even on top just once?
Oh, you know, but basically it's Yeah, sometimes I am, but it's a rarity, and it's not where I'm most comfortable.
All righty.
Boy, I'm totally speechless, and I'm just thinking about it right now.
She's a little flushed at the moment.
I'm just like going, wow.
Hang on, sister.
Yeah.
Brother, think of.
I love it.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Uh-oh. That's my dog. Sorry.
Aw, we love dogs.
I'm so excited about coming back to Chicago. You have to know that.
What is your dog's name?
Molly, and she's a tiny little chihuahua, and she, we just came back from Europe. We did some shows over there, so... She hasn't left my side since I came back, and she got a little summer cut. She's now shorn to the gills. But no, Molly, don't.
Where did you tour around in Europe?
Oh my gosh! Well, we did. Elizabeth and I actually did a show in Lisbon, and I've never been there before.
Wow!
She DJ'd for a big, huge party, and I played the cello and did some vocals. And then we just made some great chums and were taken all around Portugal. And one night I even got a chance to sing traditional fado, you know, the Portuguese songs where they talk about lost love.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a really great version of Summertime, especially, I don't know if you know this or not, probably not yet, but I almost choked to death on a Portuguese fish 10 minutes before, so I left the restaurant crying. People thought I was just really emotional, I guess, because there was a lot of singers singing. And then when I came back, they thought, oh my gosh, she's just, you know, she's way into this, so let's have her sing. So I just had to swallow a piece of bread and hopped up there and represented. You would have been proud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm already proud.
So do you have a healthy fare of fish at the moment then?
What, honey?
Do you have a healthy fare of fish at the moment?
No, I never have a fear of fish.
Yay.
Never.
Even though she's a bottom.
Lead her to water and she'll drink. I love this one.
Yeah. But then we did a show in Paris, and that was like filled to the gills with the coolest French people, and they were singing along to our lyrics, which I was just
wow. amazed
and wonderful and just really psyched about. So that was good. And I got to speak to them in French because I guess you know I'm fluent in French. Pretty much anybody who's worth their salt knows that. Anyways, we're talking about coming back to Chicago. It is so awesomely fit. Were you there at our show last year at the...
At the River West?
It was at the... Where was it? It was a big show that we did with the L Word, some of the L Word cast. And did you come, you guys?
At the Park West.
At the Park West, sorry.
Yeah, that was
It wasn't at the Park West. It was at the House of Blues.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were, I mean, that's what I was just going to say with all your European travels, that the whole experience of having you all here during Gay Games mm-hmm. and, you know, such an international feel that it's great that, you know, you're still getting all those fans around the world now. Mileage out of it. Yeah. You know, that's exciting.
What's the new center going to be like? I'm so excited. What's it going to be like? Is it just rows and rows of beautiful rooms? And
well, I haven't actually seen
yeah,
the inside.
Yeah, we haven't been inside.
But so far, the building is very beautiful from the outside, and they did some good things. There was a historic building on the lot, and they preserved the facade, so they actually took it down, cleaned it, and put it all back up. The anchor is actually going to be a Whole Foods, which I kind of love, that there's going to be a Whole Foods down in the first floor.
You could eat and then go into the center and find out what's going on, and I think the community in Chicago is fantastic.
It is.
That's my experience. Is it true?
Well, yeah, I think so.
I think that it's right in the hub of the whole gay community and right around where you all perform for the closing ceremonies near Wrigley Field. And
I think in the hub of the gay community in the States as well, because we have a lot of people from all different coasts, literally all the coasts coming to hang out with us and things like that. What I wanted to ask you, though, Amy, is what's your favorite thing to do in Chicago? What's the number one thing you do when you get here?
Well, I love to eat in Chicago. I've had some amazing culinary experiences, from Shaw's Crab House to little tiny restaurants that we found and discovered, and the one that's up on the roof, there was a... Where is it? It's like right near the water, and it's all the way up, and there was a lightning storm when we were eating.
Ooh.
I don't know. When we were there doing Betty Rules, it was kind of a religious experience that we went out two or three times a week with one of our producers who took us to her favorite restaurants in Chicago.
You have been here quite a bit. I mean, you mentioned Betty Rules, which was your show that ran a huge success at the Lakeshore Theater. And, you know, and that was really what people may not know is that you did Betty Rules. You've done Betty Rules before. You brought it to Chicago. And it was in Chicago that the connection happened with Eileen Chaykin and the L Word and all of that. Because I remember talking to you all at Sidetrack. We were just talking about Sidetrack earlier at the bar at the after party. And I remember Allison calling me a few days later. Because we were going to get together for something, and she said, "You know, we're flying to Canada to possibly do something for the L Word." So it all kind of happened for you all here.
Well, we had talked about in Chicago doing a couple of benefits, just like we always try to do when we're doing a long run. So the benefit that we did there was for Equality Chicago and also Equality Illinois, I guess, and the Lesbian Community Cancer Project.
LCCP. Yep.
So we asked Eileen if she would come out, and Showtime was really happy that she wanted to be involved, actually, because she hadn't seen our show yet. She'd heard about us, and she welcomed, you know, Showtime's participation and the L Word and hers in particular. So she did. That's, you're totally right, Amy. She came out. She saw our show. We actually knew of her because my uncle and his lover are friends of Eileen's. But we'd never met, so she heard about us for a long time, and then she saw the show, and I guess it was just like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, it was a great night. I will never forget that night, because I had seen you all perform before many times, and I just remember that night just had a great energy all the way to the party and everything. Yeah.
Wow, that was, oh my gosh, I've had some good times. You know, and not only did we meet Eileen, during that run in Chicago, but another fantastic, well, not fantastic, but Allison survived pneumonia.
Oh, no.
Allison got pneumonia because Ruby, her little daughter, was, who knows, it probably just wore down. And she missed, I think, like 12 performances, even when Lily Tomlin was coming to our show. I went into her room. She was wearing one of those little masks on her face trying to nurse the child. And I said, "Get up, Allison, for God's sake. Lily's coming tonight." And I felt ashamed. So, yeah, she survived. We made really great friends with Eileen and started a great relationship there and made some wonderful friends in Chicago, let alone the softball league. Gosh, did you know that? Are you ever softballers, you guys? Or
I like to watch because
Peter
like,
and I covered it for the gay games. That was, we were down there actually for quite a lot of the games, especially the women's games.
Don't you just love it? I mean, I played when I was a kid, but I mean, I would never even attempt to go into the, you know, with the big gals there, but
The big gals, literally, physically and talent-wise.
The way that they pitch or the way that they hit, I would be afraid to go on the field, but we had a couple of softball leagues that came and befriended us during that time too. The memories are just flooding back to me, but I don't want to live in the past, Amy and Peter.
We have to live in the future, and I can't think about you catching softballs because you play cello so amazingly. If you broke your hands, what in the world would happen?
Here's a scary thing. Should I just tell you this really quickly?
Give it to me.
To go to Europe, my cello, I realized that my cello neck had somehow become dislodged. Because this was a custom cello that was made for me downtown at this amazing Luthier's workshop. So I had to, this, and I was leaving in about 6 hours.
Oh,
so I ran downtown and they got an electric cello for me.
Oh,
so
wow.
I took that with me and had to learn how to play it in one day. But
oh my God.
It was interesting.
So wait, what?
Those damn cellos are expensive, like, too. They cost like $40,000-$50,000, right? Don't they?
Oh, I'm telling you, it's expensive to be a cellist. It really is, in more ways than one.
So wait, electric cello, what does that mean, though? Does it have just like a plug in the bottom, or?
Well, no. Well, my cello was custom made for me, so I took an acoustic and then cut it down and rearranged the sound post and electrified it.
It's really narrow.
Excuse me?
Isn't yours really narrow?
Yeah, you remember. Was it me that you thought was really narrow or my cello?
No, I think you are a broad, and that's what I like about you, Amy.
Oh, gosh. Being in Europe didn't help the narrowness of anybody, but you know what? It's all in a day's work with croissants everywhere.
Mean you're broad-minded. I mean that Rosalind Russell, you know, broad where a broad should be broad. That's what I love.
I hear you, sister, and I raise you one on that one. Anyway, I don't know. Ask me questions because otherwise I'll just talk. And just so happy to, you know, be talking to my friends right now. Go ahead.
Well, so I think you guys have had, you've had just this fantastic run, and it keeps going up and up and up and up. How do you, for you, I mean, especially as a musician now, with you doing your thing, and you say, you know, it was awesome that you had this French audience and they were really giving you all this feedback, but how do you keep it fresh? I mean, you guys have had a long run now, and I know your run is going to keep going and going and going, but for you, what keeps the music and sort of the performance aspect of it fresh? Because I imagine at times you might get a little fatigued by, you know, more and more and more.
That's a great question, but we actually don't tour that much. I mean, Allison just had another baby, a little boy called Blake.
Aww.
I know.
He's got Ruby and Blake.
He's so cute.
God, she has some beautiful children. She should just birth the children of the world. I swear to God. She and her husband have the most beautiful kids.
Ruby is so beautiful now. You can't walk down the street with her, really, literally. Because people, it's so strange what adults do about aesthetic beauty. You know?
Yeah.
Even to a child, it's such a strange thing. But the thing is that when we go actually play shows, we don't tour like some of the other bands where it's just date after date after date, because we can't logistically. We all have different things to do, too. I mean, we're doing music full time, but then Elizabeth has to do some stuff with the L Word, and we all write some music for that. But she also is writing for them, and I write for another television show. And so we don't... It's fresh because sometimes we haven't seen each other in a while, and we get together to practice a couple of days before we're in a specific city, and it's just fun, and we love each other, and I don't think that's ever going to change. I mean, we're really lucky that way, because I can't imagine that this band, this family that we have, would not be there for me. You know, I think I would just be lost in an abyss.
Yeah.
Of course, I'd have to go to Chicago, I guess, relocate and, you know, just eat my way into happiness, but...
You could do yourself a lot of things to a way to happiness in Chicago.
Absolutely.
Come on.
You could. But I guess what I'm saying is that we don't really have a problem keeping stuff fresh. For one thing, we're all writing all the time, and when we feel that we don't have enough time to be together to actually put stuff together, we have enough songs to put on a new record now, a new CD, but we don't know exactly when we're going to be putting that together. We've recorded them. We've mastered some of them.
Oh, so
I know. I'm really excited.
So we got a scoop here. We got the scoop.
I know, like nobody's business. And we'll probably be doing a lot of those new songs in Chicago. So I can't wait to hear what everybody has to say. We're putting a lot of techno stuff in with some of our music. So we have some new songs that I hope everybody likes. And I mean, if they like it in Chicago, then we know that we're okay. Right?
We're a good litmus
test.
We really are. So with this new music, are you, you know, one of the things that you all do so well is, you know, I don't even know what to call it. Almost spoken word, patter song type stuff that was the early stuff that I really was just so turned on by that you did. And then, you know, the music has grown and grown with more instruments and your band now kind of coming full flesh together the past, I don't know, handful or so years. So when you say you're adding a techno element, is this the new, you know, the new layer that you all are adding into Betty for this new album?
That's weird. It's weird, Amy, because we actually started that way. We started with tracks.
Yeah, I remember that. The first time I ever saw you all, it was just the three of you and Allison with her bass, and you picked up the cello for probably a handful of songs.
Yeah, I know, and that's what we were doing, and I think it was before people were doing that, really, and then everybody was, you know, with live instruments and everything, and so we had all these tracks that we were programming, and then we kind of stopped doing that and got live drummer and another guitar player, and then slowly but surely we kind of phased that out, and now we're reintroducing that kind of programmed element back into our songs. So
coming full circle.
Yeah, I think so, and I hope we never lose the spoken word aspect. I mean, some shows lend itself better for that. I mean, I think at the in Chicago at the new center benefit, we'll be doing a lot of that kind of stuff, and hopefully a good mixture of some older songs and some new songs, and maybe a special song that we've written just for Chicago too. I know.
I love that.
I like that.
If you ever do Ms. Snake again, because I haven't heard you do Ms. Snake in a long time, it's one of my favorite songs. And if you do it, and I don't care if you're even in Lisbon. I don't know. Just say, this one goes out to Amy. I don't care.
Wherever you are.
I will know.
Well,
I will
know. Are you going to be at our show? Or?
Here is the sad, sad, sad news is that before you all announced your show, I haven't had a vacation in literal. I don't think since the Gay Games I've had a vacation. I've actually been doing back-to-back theater myself on top of my day job. And I know I've been very busy. And so I am actually leaving on the 21st. I am so super sad. I will definitely send many, many people to come and hear you, but I will not
be there.
Well,
Amy, here's the really sad news. We were going to do Miss May.
Well.
So now she's not going to be there, and you're not going to cancel your vacation, I guess. You're just going to have to wait next time.
Well, maybe y'all should just come meet me in Santa Fe. But honestly, I'll just fly wherever you are at the next one. I'll fly to Lisbon. I've never been.
Promise.
Paris. Paris, uncle. I don't care. Whatever.
All I might have to get your permission and bring.
I have a fantastic vacation, Peter. You better be there, or I'm going to beat you up.
No, I do believe I'll be here. And in fact, you guys are welcome to come over to my crib. It's just down the block. I promise you
there
that.
There you go.
I'll feed you. You can come over to my house and I'll feed you.
A great cook, a great baker. Let him bake for you.
Peter, I'm sorry. We're gals on the go. Okay, we're not going to just like shuffle into somebody's home. We've got places to go in Chicago. We're not going to hold
honey,
up in somebody's place.
Nothing makes a Mo happier than watching you all eat my food.
He's at the corner of Gay and Gay, too.
Right.
So
it's right here.
He just slings you out his window, and you go into about four different gay bars, so it's good.
So when there's a tray of baked goods...
You send me a menu.
There you go. For the approval. It'll be prefixed for the approval.
Create some little amuse-bouche for them.
Can
you bring those to their concert? Oh, that's hilarious.
You guys, I'm really excited that we're coming there. I hope that you do send a lot of people. Peter, I'll expect to see you. And
yes.
I'm sorely disappointed that we won't talk about that
anymore. I'll see you in New York. I'll see you in Lisbon.
I'll bring a cardboard stand-up Amy Matheny, and we'll just put her on the stage.
Just throw like foosballs or something at me during the whole concert. I can just see Amy like singing with her microphone every now and again, just throw shit at my at my cutout. That would be really great.
I have some fantastic new outfits to wear for Chicago. Designer. And we also have some things to auction off at our show help raise some more money for the center, which I'm really excited about. Some L-word stuff, and also I'm hoping a couple of really high-end things that
fabulous.
Should I say it? Even if it doesn't come through, I think it will anyway.
Say it right now.
Yes,
manifest.
I think we're going to have a guitar to auction off.
Nice.
Excellent.
I know. So hopefully the center will make a lot of money. People will have a fantastic time, make new friends, and they'll see a wonderful concert. And we get to be the big winners because we get to come back to Chicago.
Well, we love having you here. And if people saw you do the national anthem at the closing ceremony, at the Gay Games last year, it was truly one of the highlights. Mm-hmm. It was like the beginning with you guys and Cyndi Lauper at the end. It was just, wow, what a opener and closer for that event. It is going to be an amazing, amazing show. Mm-hmm. I have seen Betty in many cities in the U.S. and every time they never fail to absolutely just rock me out and delight me and surprise me. It's so savvy. It's so smart. It's a sound I don't hear from any other band. And I love you guys so much. And they're coming back. This is an all ages show, folks. It's a no smoking show. It is wheelchair accessible. So there's no real excuse for you not to come.
Yep, absolutely.
Except for me, which is, I'm a fucking hypocrite. So just, don't even listen to me. I mean, Peter should be
just
saying
the important
this shit.
I know. That's like she wanted to read it.
But seriously, tickets are only $25, folks. And I have to say, there's no more philanthropic, and I can say this, there's no more philanthropic group in the GLBT community, musical group in the GLBT community than you guys. The organizations you've supported for over a decade tirelessly. And it seems only appropriate.
Amy, too.
Well, honey, let's just smash those, just quantum physics, smash those down
for decades.
All right, fine. She's proud of her decades. See, I'm trying not to say that I saw them back in 1772 in Tampa.
1772, nothing. We're just getting better as
you,
days go by.
You really are. Hey, folks, you can get tickets at our website, which will be linked on the Queercast page, but you can go to WindyCityMediaGroup.com. You can call us here, 773-871-7610. Pop into Women and Children First. They'd love to see you as well in Andersonville. And the event is on June 21st, and it is at the new Gay and Lesbian Center on Halsted, which is 3656, easy to remember, 3656 North Halsted. It's a 7 o'clock show.
Wavelength and Halsted.
Come, bring your friends, and if you've said all along, like, I don't have $1,000 to donate, or I don't have tons of money to donate to this center, come, buy a ticket. It's $25,
yeah,
and that's a way that you can help show your support to the center, and also you will be highly entertained the whole evening. Amy, give our best to Elizabeth and tell Allison to continue bringing beautiful babies into the world.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And much,
and what
much
about me?
And much, much love to you, my namesake, Miss Amy.
I feel it. Amy, thank you for everything. Peter, thank you for everything. Mwah. As always, a pleasure to talk to both of you, and thank you for your wonderful support over the days and over the months, or even years, I might say.
The decades. Go ahead.
Decades.
Say it. Say it. And how do people find out more about Betty? If they're, because we have listeners that listen to us from
all over the world.
We get emails. We got an email from Australia just a couple of weeks ago and England. Woo. So where can people find you and find out what hot Betty news there is?
They can go to myspace.com, and it's under Betty Music, and they can hear some new songs, and they can also see our dates. And they can also go to hellobetty.com. But MySpace is kind of very user-friendly as far as, like, getting up new music and seeing where we're going to be. So myspace.com/bettymusic or hellobetty.com. And come on up.
Well,
come on in, folks. We're waiting for you.
Excellent. Well, Betty rules, so check them out. And we'll be back after this.
And thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This show is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago, for the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows on our website and in iTunes.
The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it.
Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
If you were gonna, if you were the, I just might give it to you. I am the it girl, and it could happen to you. It girl, I am the it girl.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.